An Obstinate Witch. Witchkin Chronicles, Book 4. Written by E.M. Graham. Narrated by Madison, an AI voice. 1. Tomorrow would be my birthday. Despised by my peers and far from the comforts of home, there would be no special cake in my honor. It might be the worst birthday ever, except that I didn't care about any of that. Maybe because I was now officially an adult, or maybe it was because the power of the almost full moon was entrancing me, calling to me, running crystal clear through my veins, and I felt fabulous and full of life and ready to take on the world. I was invincible, or near enough. Through the window of my dorm room that evening, I watched it rise over the hills of Scarp, the silver light reflecting in the calm sea surrounding the island. Was it just under a month ago that I'd been tricked into carrying the magical lodestone of the kin through the tunnel? It felt like longer, yet the moon was only now coming into full again. Another 2 nights, and it would be a perfect circle hanging in the dark blue sky. I breathed deeply through the open window, soaking up the energy of this strange Scottish moonlight that surged through me like a tide. Q had promised to return before the moon was completely full, so he should be back tomorrow. I closed my eyes and let myself dream a little of Hugh and me, and of rescuing my mother from the Ice King's grasp. My first inkling that things were not okay was the next morning when Fergie left the island. She wasn't at breakfast, but I thought nothing of it because she'd been mopey and sleeping in a lot lately. I wouldn't have even found out till later, except I went to our shared room to get a book I'd forgotten and found her bundled up in her too tight lilac puffy coat with her battered old suitcase. Her normally bouncy curls were lank, as if she hadn't bothered to wash that day. Her side of the room was empty, our small table was bare of her makeup and hair products. "Hey, what's going on?" I blocked the doorway instinctively, as my mind tried to catch up with the shock of the evidence before my eyes. "You're all packed up? Where are you going?" Even as I said it, I realized guiltily and a little too late that she hadn't been herself for a while. Since the incident of the crystal charm stone, if I was truly honest with myself. She'd been quiet, withdrawn, and I'd been so wrapped up in my own head that I hadn't really wondered about it. A lot of things had changed since the night that Willem had escaped across the channel. On the surface, everyone pretended things were normal on Scarp, except that they weren't and we all knew it. Sandy wasn't with us, for one. I missed him and his calming presence, even though he turned out to be such a shite at the end of it, conspiring with Willem as he had to steal the magical lodestone of the kin. All the other students no longer taunted me or sneered at me. In fact, they only acknowledged my presence by avoiding me. If they couldn't pretend I wasn't there, they averted their eyes and refused to sit by me or talk to me. I'd known at the time that my proximity to the crystal charmstone had done something odd to me that night, made me glow as I was infused with its magical energy, but that had only been a temporary thing. I couldn't understand why I was suddenly the social pariah, and no one was talking to me to explain it. Even Fergie had simply shrugged when I asked her, only telling me that she regretted her part in the whole thing and that she didn't want to talk about it and it was all my fault. I put her touchiness down to her starting her period and left it alone, for I figured she'd come round. Now I really wished I'd revisited the matter with her, because it sure looked like she was preparing to leave the island and walk out of my life. "What's going on, Fergie?" I asked again as I grabbed her arm and forced her back into our shared room. She winced and quickly stepped away from me as I let go. I hadn't realized my grasp was so strong.